WHHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Allison Keyes. Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican nominee Donald Trump are trading barbs in this dash to the November presidential election. What are the biggest issues? CBS's Bradley Blackburn with details.
A recent CBS News poll found a majority of voters think border crossings would increase if Harris wins and decrease under Trump, who's promised mass deportation.
We are going to start the largest mass deportation in the history of our country.
That kind of language is one reason Mesa, Arizona's mayor, a Republican, says he's supporting Harris.
If we did resort to mass deportation, that would crash our economy.
On Friday, Harris also secured a historic endorsement from LULAC, the nation's oldest Latino civil rights group that has never before formally backed a candidate.
The storm Debbie is heading into Canada now, but Mark Chouinard at the National Weather Service says millions are still at risk of flooding.
Debbie's currently across southeast Canada as a post-tropical cyclone. It's going to keep moving quickly off to the northeast and be over the North Atlantic by later today.
The Hamas-run government in Gaza says an Israeli airstrike on a school killed at least 80 people, but Israel's military disputes that as nations, including France, condemn the attack. CBS's Remy Innocencio sorts it out.
The IDF has acknowledged the strike, said the compound was also being used as a militant command center, and that it killed about 20 Hamas as well as Islamic Jihad militants, including senior commanders. But Israel is strongly disputing Hamas's estimate of the total number of dead.
Investigators say a Colorado wildfire that destroyed at least 58 buildings and 15 square miles was human-caused. Half were homes. One person was found dead in a burning building. The Alexander Mountain Fire, burning an hour north of Denver, was among several blazes that started late last month. Yesterday marked the 10th anniversary of the police killing of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri. Brown's death at the hands of a white police officer sparked nationwide protest. CBS's Mark Strassman covered the unrest and met artist and musician Damon Davis.
After Ferguson, he co-directed the critically acclaimed film Whose Streets, which debuted in 2017.
How much of an impact did Ferguson make on you and your art?
Oh man, I can't, it's immeasurable. I know that I get my political awakening happens at Ferguson. A lot of my art, it made me feel that I had a purpose with it.
In all his work, Davis tries to spark a conversation.
But leaders in Ferguson say the community is still divided by race. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Kamala Harris's rapid rise is raising new questions about how future presidential campaigns might be run. Mike Mohn reports.
Analysts say Harris was able to quickly garner party support after President Joe Biden opted not to accept the Democratic nomination. Hamline University political scientist David Schultz says in the past half century, these campaigns have typically unfolded after the midterms. But he wonders if a new mindset will take over.
And if she were to win, this changes the strategy where people might say, well, gosh, I don't have to declare 2 years in advance and go through all those battles.
Schultz says another domino that would need to fall is getting the states aligned with their presidential primaries and having most of them held in late spring and early summer. In its polling from 2016, 2020, and this year, the Pew Research Center says a majority of respondents felt election coverage fatigue in the latter stages of the presidential race. Schultz suggests shorter presidential campaigns could also open the door to renewed interest in the party conventions.
We have forgotten about the fact that for so much of American history, we didn't know the presidential nominee until the convention.
And while shorter campaign cycles might resonate with voters, some experts say it will be hard to overhaul the marathon approach to seeking the White House because of the money needed to carry out a successful bid. This is Mike Mohn for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny, highs near 70 and a little bit on the breezy side. For tonight, mostly clear, lows around 49. Sunshine and 76 for Sunday. Monday, mostly sunny, a high around 78. For Tuesday, mostly sunny and highs near 80.
It's 64 at our studios.
Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
You heard the man. Let's get to it. It's time for Over the Back Fence. James here, pitch hitting on this edition of the show. We got plenty to get to today. We'll talk about our schedule, get into our parking lot party coming up. We got some area events going on as well, but we're going to kick the show off the way we like to with your phone calls. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Good morning. I have for sale a 14-foot fishing boat and a 16-foot heavy-duty tilt trailer. This includes a gas tank, an anchor, 2 oars, and an older 5-horse Johnson outboard. And I'm asking $495.
All right. And your phone number?
715-423-8242.
423-8242.
That's right.
Thanks a lot for the call, man. You have a good Saturday.
Bye-bye.
If you're interested in that boat and that trailer, give them a call, 715-423-8242, 423-8242. First call of the day, and it's an easy number for me. Thank you for that. And that sounds like a great item. Give them a call for that, everybody. And that's just how it's done. Call up and join the conversation. We'd love to hear from you. We are your community billboard, your community bulletin board, all that fun stuff. Call up with your items you're looking for, items you want to sell. We'd love to hear from you. Go ahead and give us a ring. And if there's anything else, you want to talk a little Olympics or something like that, that's fine. I got a couple of other fun topics we'll get to. And I actually have to call an audible here real quick, because I was going to start with our party going on and some other parties going on in the community and in Rudolph and everything. But I came across this story sent over. It's actually my dad that was telling me about this one. They're hunting alligator in Lake Erie. Yeah, I know, right? What? Authorities and animal rescuers in Pennsylvania are on the hunt for an alligator caught on camera taking a swim in Lake Erie. Thing's about 4 or 5 foot. Not too huge, but big enough it's an alligator. I mean, I would think even a tiny alligator is an issue. It's a crazy story. It's interesting. As animals are going farther and farther, you're hearing about this with sharks go out east, showing up in places they haven't before, and certainly in the Florida coastal area. Well, they're showing up. We'll see if they get any closer. We'll get into our party in a moment. I want to talk about this other party going on right now, literally right now until 6 o'clock. Got a good one going on with the Rudolph in Rudolph Park, the Cruise In Car Show and Tractor Show. We were talking about this with Brandon yesterday. Had a lot of fun talking with him about it. This event's happening right now. Bring your vehicle of interest. It's no admission fees. We're going to have food and beverages on the ground. And just kicking off about an hour ago was their petting zoo. Touch a Truck will go from 10 to 2 at the petting zoo same time. They got a live auction going on at 1, a pedal pool at 2. Tractor Parade kicks off at 3, raffle and drawing after the parade. Got rafters on my mind, sorry. And Dino, tractor and cars, music and more. Keep in mind, not only is this a lot of fun, got a great opportunity to check out some of our local vendors and support them. But all the proceeds will go to Mid-State Technical College scholarships. And in our local communities, they donate all the funds. It's a great one. They got some muscle cars down there. Bunch of other cool things. Check this out at Rudolph Park, right off State Highway 1334, home of the Dick Trickle Memorial. Go ahead and have some fun over there, everybody. If you're at the event, give us a call. Let us know how it's going down there. Get some live reporting in. We'd love that. We encourage you to go check this one out. Buy local, support local, support those that support our communities. That's what this event's all about. That and, of course, having a good time. Enjoy yourself over there. Find out more right now at their Facebook page if you like. And you get down there, tell Brandon we said hi. Tell everybody we said hi down there. Should be a good time. Real good time coming up for you tomorrow. St. Luke's Lutheran celebrating their 75th year. 75 years. Join them for Festival Sunday. Things kick off at 10:30 with worship. Actually, I'm sorry, 9:30, reception and fellowship. They'll have some coffee and juice. 10:30, outdoor worship service featuring Holy Communion. And then at 12:15, they'll have a picnic meal, including a variety of salads and desserts, along, of course, with brats, burgers, hot dogs, and beverages. Old-time music by Magic Music, Bingo, History Display. They'll have a guest preacher down there, too. Pastor Dave Albers shares his message. And worshiping outdoors, that sounds really nice. Check this out. Help our friends at St. Luke's Lutheran celebrate 75 years. Tomorrow, starting off at 9:30. Find out more at stlukeslutheran.com, stlukeslutheran.com. And we are just days away from the from Wisconsin's fall primary. It's literally right around the corner. We are rounding third, heading right for home. Again, I got rafters on the mind, sorry. Baseball metaphor is going to happen throughout the day. Just going to have to handle that. This is a big one, everybody. They're all big, really. I don't know if we're ever going to have small elections anymore. It's important to be informed. Get out there. Help democracy ring. You can find out more. Make sure that you're registered. Find out where you need to be at myvote.wi.gov. As you're out there using that wonderfully informed brain of yours to make these choices that affect our communities, there are two things, you know, outside of course, being informed and knowing where to go. You don't want to show up at the wrong polling place. I ask two things of you. Treat each other well, regardless of your feelings or where you're going with things. I know that we share our political, you know, stuff all over the place nowadays. But treat each other right, and please treat the poll workers well. They're volunteers, they're friends, neighbors, community members, and people just trying to help democracy keep going. Get out there, find out more at myvote.wi.gov. Let's take a call. Good morning, you're on the show.
Good morning. I have for sale approximately 130 feet of Triflex overhead wire, aluminum wire, and I have 100 feet of anchor cable wire for anchoring your poles down. Mm-hmm. Around $100 for that. But for the price of that Triflex wire, they can give me a call at 715-652-3379.
652-3379.
Correct.
All right. Thanks for the call, sir. Have a good weekend.
Yep. Thank you.
Interested in any of those items, give them a call, 715-652-3379, 715-652-3379. Keep those calls coming, everybody, 715-424-2600. Love hearing from you. Love getting those calls. And not for nothing, but it kind of, you know, ups my my score over Seth. Seth is beating me right now, so I need all the calls I can get, everybody. Keep them coming. Seth will be back with you next Saturday to not only pad his score, but hang out with you. We're going to be hanging out with you this Wednesday. Yeah. Oh, it's finally time. We've been working on this from behind the scenes for a long time. And our team has been really hard at work to make this happen. And we are finally here. Yes, if you've been looking at our social media, our Facebook page, you've got a little preview, a little taste of this. Melissa and Pam put something together yesterday that if you're not on social media, it's worth getting on social media for. We have it on our Facebook page. Go ahead and check it out at WFHR. Just type that in your search bar on Facebook and pops right up. And you'll be able to find out more and RSVP if you like for our parking lot party. WFHR and WIRI combining forces to welcome all of you to our home, to our studios. Now, everybody around here is calling it a parking lot party. I think it's more of a house party, if you ask me, but that, you know, that's between us. This is going to be a blast, everybody. We're so excited to not only have you come on by. It's been a while since we've done something like this. Do want to send a big thank you to our friends at from the Heart of Wisconsin Media and Marcus and the gang over there in Adams. Not only got us in this building, among other things, but they really kind of got the ball rolling with this as we had an open house here when we first moved to this new building. Been here for a couple of years now. Been under the umbrella and the family members of the Civic Media family for a couple of years. I'm like, oh, it's been a while. We want to open up some doors again and let you guys over. This is going to be a blast. We're going to have El Taco Social Food Truck here from noon to 6, serving delicious homemade delights. So you don't got to even worry about lunch or dinner or anything like that. We got you covered. Kids can try out radio jobs and record their own music, DJ spot. That's going to be fun. May even end up on the morning show here or even on the air because we're going to be broadcasting live and direct from 4 to 6. We're also going to be playing your music over on WIRI. Yeah. Submit your music requests by August 11th on the Civic Media app. Just text it to us. Text us a song. We'll try to get it on there. We're going to talk more about this, but this is going to be a lot of fun, everybody. Mark your calendars. Make plans. This Wednesday, noon to 6, our parking lot party right here at the studios. Let's take a call. Good afternoon. You're on the show.
I've got about 20 pallets to give away, but I want whoever takes them, take them all. 715-459-5555.
459-5555.
Correct. Thank you.
Have a good weekend. Got some pallets to give away, but you got to take them all. Give them a call if you'd like them. 715-459-5555. 459-5555. Give us a call, everybody. Love to hear from you. And we'd love to see you at our parking lot party. Just to wrap up on that real quick. This is not only an opportunity for us to do all of these things. You can stick around because apparently there is going to be a hula hoop challenge at 3 with Melissa and I. Not sure how that's going to go, but we'll see. Bring a donation for the food pantry, school supply drive, or the Humane Society and be entered to win a door prize because we're going to have some cool prizes here too. We got a bunch of merch as well, t-shirts we want to get in your hands. So again, this is going to be a lot of fun. Got food, things for the kids, stuff to give away, hula hoop, possible dangers, who knows? It's going to be a blast. Oh yeah, and you can get your picture with Agatha as well. Yeah, that's all going on. It's going to be a blast, man. We got so much going on, I got to remember it all. I do remember, noon to 6, we encourage you to be here for the show, for a great time, the parking lot party. Good afternoon, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Damien.
Hey, good morning, Gary, how are you?
Hey, you forget to set your clock until morning.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. We got to set clocks this morning? Wait a minute, what?
You said, good afternoon.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, right. It's in my defense, it's noon somewhere. I mean, it is afternoon somewhere. Maybe I'm just in a different mindset. Maybe I'm just wishing I was in a warmer climate or something. No, I got that. I just messed that up. It's when you do so many morning shows. You know how it is, Gary. You've done that, right?
Yeah, it was pretty warm in Chicago last night.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. Ooh, the bats were burning. And you know, it's going to be interesting to see where that goes for the Southsiders and you know, even in the Northsiders in some ways. But I don't think anything to worry about if you're a Milwaukee fan. That's for sure. Neither team, obviously. What was that?
Did you see the last inning?
No, I didn't. I didn't get a chance to see any of the highlights yet. It was a long day here. What happened?
The Cubs were at 7-0, and they end up 7-6.
Yeah, it made a comeback. I think you're going to see that out of the team. Yeah.
He had the base loaded, and two outs, and the guy flew out in the game.
Now I'm kind of glad I didn't see it. But they made it exciting at least, huh? They made it exciting. That's good.
Yeah, the Bears are on today.
Yes, yes. Bears, Packers. A lot of our NFC North teams playing today. Excited about that. Always good to talk to you, Gary. You have a great weekend.
Yeah, see you Wednesday.
I can't wait. See you Wednesday, sir. That's going to be a good time. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to seeing a lot of you guys down here. It's going to be a great time. And we're going to talk a little more sports this week. Monday, Friday, we got Playmakers live and direct. Be sure to join us 5 to 6. We take your sports thoughts and feelings. We have some conversation that you're probably not going to hear anywhere else. Not just in the state, but sports-wise. Try to cover angles and talk about things. You know, everybody else got a lot of other things covered. We take care of that. We take care of local. We got your high school sports covered around here. Between Randy and Michael and Seth and I cover all the other weird stuff. You know, we got all the sports covered here. Join us for Playmakers. Usually Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 5 to 6. But, of course, parking lot party Wednesday. So we'll be live from 4 to 6. We're just going to be having fun talking with you, maybe having you on the air with us. Not only our local personalities, but maybe some local favorites going to be joining us for it. It's going to be a blast. Looking forward to it. For right now, we're going to take our first time out of the show. Don't worry. We got plenty more timeouts left. We'll be okay. We will. Oh, before I go to timeout. Oh, geez. I just happened to see my phone. Pam just texted me. I got to see what this is. Yep. I thought it was the logo. I thought it was. I knew it was related to what we were talking about. It's noon on the Atlantic Ocean coast. And do keep in mind, everybody, we're going to be closing our parking lot for parking on Wednesday for our party. So plan to park on the street or somewhere nearby right here. And thank you for that note, Pam. That is a good note. I'm going to get to some commercials, Pam, set up now. We'll come back, take some more of your calls here at Over the Back Fence on WFHR, locally grown radio.
It's that time of year again. The fall sports season is about to kick off, and you'll want the best seat in the house so you can get in on all the action. But when it's time to go, you know, to use the facility, you want the best seat there too. That's why you should call Crockett Septic. Crockett Septic can provide porta-potty rentals for a competitive price and provide reliable service to ensure your porta-potty seat will always be a good one too. Wait a second. What if you stay home to watch the game? You better make sure your throne is ready to go, especially if you have friends coming over. Many area counties right now are sending out reminder cards that it's time to get your septic pumped. So call Crockett Septic and they'll take care of that right away so you'll have the best seat in the house.
Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw! Wisk Country 105.5 WIRI and locally grown radio WFHR are having a party. A party on the roundabout. Join us August 14th from noon to 6 p.m. and have some fun on the radio. Say hi to Pam and the rest of the staff. There will be kids' games, balloon animals, and face painting. There will be a live animal show by the Aquarium Pet Shop. Have your kid team up with one of our on-air personalities to record a radio message that we might air later. That's right, you could hear your kid on the radio. Meet and take pictures with our feathery mascot, Agatha, from noon to 2. She loves to make new friends. Then share and tag your picture to win station merch, including brand new t-shirts. Help us give back and support our community by donating a non-perishable food or school supply item. Don't miss El Taco Social food truck serving hot, yummy tacos and more. And don't forget to text in your song requests for WIRI before August 11th through the Civic Media app. It's the WFHR WIRI Party on the Roundabout, Wednesday, August 14th from noon to 6 p.m. Come and see how much fun radio can be.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny, highs near 70 and a little bit on the breezy side. For tonight, mostly clear, lows around 49. Sunshine and 76 for Sunday. Monday, mostly sunny, a high around 78. For Tuesday, mostly sunny and highs near 80.
Currently, 66 degrees.
Round, round, get around, I get around. Yeah, get around, round, round, I get around.
Welcome back, everybody. Over the back fence. Hope you're having a good one. James here with you. Pitch hitting for Seth this week. Going to get into our news and notes and our mailbag items. We've got a news break and a sports break coming up for you in just a little bit. But first, let's take some phone calls. Good morning. You're on the air.
Yeah, me again. I have a Bobcat 610 skid steer. I'm looking for a battery to fit that. I've searched half a dozen places, and I can't find one. If somebody listening tells me where I could get a battery for that, it's 715-652-3379.
652-3379.
Yes, 3379, correct.
3379. Okay. Thanks for the call, sir. We'll try to find that for you. See what we can do. If you know anything about that, give him a call. 715-652-3379. 715-652-3379. Keep in mind, everybody, as we're giving these phone numbers out there and people are replying their phone numbers, if you're driving around or something like that, we certainly don't want you trying to write these down or memorize them or anything like that. You can always call us back, call up. When we're on the air or off air, go ahead and give us a call. We'll get these phone numbers to you. We keep track of everything as best we can. I will give you the warning of if Pam has to read my writing, that's going to be rough. So I try to do my best. Get into our news and notes and mailbag items. Nothing in the mailbag today, but I do want to remind everybody that we do have the mail over the back fence mailbag. If you're unable to call into the show, this is a great way to get your items out there still. You can drop them off at the studios here. Mail them to us if you like. Email them to us if you like. otbf@wfhr.com. otbf@wfhr.com. And certainly feel free to direct message us on WFHR's Facebook page. Make sure to get all the notes in there that you need, your price. Make it detailed. And we'll get it out there for you. Right here in this segment. Couple things I want to mention in our news and notes. Free Meals for Kids is still going on until August 16th. Free lunches are available at Mead Park near the Splash Pad on 14th Avenue South, 11:30 to 12:30. And that same time frame, 11:30 to 12:30, at Winter Park near the shelter outside the Aquatic Center. Meals are available till August 16th. A big thank you to everybody that makes this possible. Again, if you know a kid out there, 18 and under, make sure that they know about this. Get them that meal that they deserve, that they need. And again, a big thank you to everybody behind this. Appreciate them. Going on until August 16th, be sure to spread the word about this too, everybody. Never know who might need to hear it. We are joined every month with Monthly Veterans Update. My good friend, Tom. Tom was in just the other day. Let us know about a couple of events coming up this week. This Tuesday, if you're in Stevens Point, join him for Morning Joe and Doe at the Stevens Point Elks Lodge from 8 to 10. Happens every second Tuesday of the month. And keep in mind, this Wednesday is American Heroes Cafe at Crossview Church, 7:30 to 9:30. All veterans, military, police, and firefighters are welcome. Come on by, have a good time, some good camaraderie, and enjoy. And a big thank you to Tom and all of our vets around. We appreciate you so much. Thank you for everything you do. Good stuff going on Wednesday. Not only that, but Wednesday, August 21st, at 11 and at 3:30, David Stokes going to be at Helen's Zoo House. That's going to be a lot of fun. We'll talk more about that as we get closer to it, but I did want to note, since I was talking about Wednesdays there, that David's going to be down there. David's joined us on the air here a couple of times. Great guest. Doesn't bring enough animals, though. I want more animals in the studio. How am I ever going to have that crazy Johnny Carson moment with the monkey or whatever if we don't bring animals into the studio? I'm being told by my producer we are an audio medium. We're not on video, but we will be. That's coming, everybody. We're going to YouTube. Yeah, I mean, it sounds like we're going, like it's some brand new thing or something like that. It's been around a while, but we're catching up. It's going to be fun. More on that coming up this week. Encourage you to check out this really cool event going on with our friends at the ODC Milkmead Market. They have their summer Create and Connect series going on. Pick your project, pay, and paint every Wednesday from 10 to 2. All ages are welcome. No RSVP, just drop in. Beat the boredom blues this summer and enjoy. Summer Create and Connect with Milkmead Market over at 1191 Huntington Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. If you have any questions, contact Brooke at bporter@odcinc.com. bporter@odcinc.com. And a big good weekend to all of our great friends at the ODC. Doing some of the more vital work in this community. We appreciate you. And Wednesdays also mean a certain thing. Wednesday nights, I should say, mean something around here. Bingo! That is right. Bingo at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693. Join them when they open their doors at 430 West Jackson Street. Doors open at 5. Bingo kicks off at 630. Keep in mind all the things that the Elks Lodge do in our community. These kind of events help them do those things. A big thank you to our friends at the Elks Lodge. Join them every Wednesday for bingo at 430 West Jackson Street. Doors open at 5. Bingo kicks off at 630. One of our favorite artists to talk about around here. You hear him talk. We hear us talk about him a lot, and certainly heard him on the air with us a lot. Pete Ravel and Four on the Floor. They'll bring back memories from yesterday with talented jazz sounds, fun interpretation of great jazz standards from days gone by. Sing along if you like, and enjoy Pete's funny and fascinating stories from over 50 years in the music industry. I've told Pete this in person a couple of times now. I'm not sure what I enjoy more, the music or his stories. It's a neck and neck race. They're both amazing. Join them for Four on the Floor, 2 to 4, every first and third Thursday of the month. Live music at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center, 2651 A Street South, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Cultural Center's got a lot of other great things over there, too, for you as well. As long as you're over there, go ahead and check all that out. And a lot of great events going on this Thursday this week. One of them being our good friends over at CWAC, Central Wisconsin Area Community Theater, Schmeckley Shakes, presents The Merry Wives of Windsor. The classic Shakespearean play being done outdoors and with some of the better actors we have in this state. And one of the better directors, too. Kicks off Thursday. Your price, your choice seating. Such a cool thing to offer. Show will begin at 6. Friday, show will also start at 6. And this is opening night, dinner and a show. $30 pre-sale order. General admission, $15. $55 and older and kids, $10. Saturday, they'll have another show for you. And then a show on Sunday to wrap everything up. This is not only going to be a very entertaining show, really cool to be able to check out theater outdoors, but a great way to help out the arts, to support the arts, to support local. It's a great organization, not only entertaining our area for years, as CWAC opens its 51st season, but it's also going to be a really fun time for you to be able to enjoy getting out, taking in some theater, and seeing some of your local favorite people. It's a great show, everybody. Find out more, get your tickets at CWAC.org, CWAC.org. Encourage you to do so. Attend this show. It's going to be a blast. Looking forward to it. I'm hoping to get down there for that. It's going to be a really good one. Got some great things going on over at McMillan Memorial Library. This Wednesday, Cowboy Union Jam. 1 to 3 at the Fine Arts Center. Come out and enjoy community favorites of Cowboy Union Jam. Got some great music for you. All lined up. Four on the Floor performing the very next day. A week later, Thursday, August 22nd, 6:30 to 8 in the Fine Arts Center. That's going to be great. Four on the Floor, of course, heard me talk about them. Great band. And McMillan is doing something that I think is really unique, cool, and very, very insightful and interesting. They have a band book club. They're meeting Saturday, August 17th, 3:30 to 4:30, discussing The Handmaid's Tale. Got copies available for that. Bring attention to an important topic, something that we appreciate very much out of our library. Keep in mind, Thursday, August 22nd, not only will they have Four on the Floor, but from 6 to 8, it's Writer's Night. Write Night at the McCourt Room. This is an ongoing writing group that is dedicated to encouraging exploration and refinement of writing craft. You know, read each other's work, provide feedback, talk about all things literacy. Bring your laptop or paperback or a notebook and enjoy Write Night, Thursday, August 22nd, 6 to 8 at the McCourt Room. Our Wisconsin Rapids Downtown Farmers Market's going on right now till 2 o'clock. Head on over there at 221st Avenue South. You can't miss it. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy some of the great things that we have down there. And keep in mind, the Farmers Market is meeting every Thursday and Saturday until October 12th. We got some time to enjoy this. Make plans Thursday to check out the Farmers Market and head down to lunch by the river. This week, the Central Wisconsin Choristers are going to be their entertainment. Going to have some great food down there from some of our best local food vendors. That is going to be a really cool event. Enjoy lunch by the river. Only got a couple more of these, everybody. I think, I got three more. Get on down there to beautiful Veterans Memorial Park, 11:30 to 1, and enjoy lunch by the river. And a big thank you to our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, doing some great work on that once again. Let's go ahead and get into our news and sports break. Do that. We'll come back. Got a little bit more news and notes here. Got some good stories of the day for you as well. And I got a story that came up during the morning show this week. I want to ask you all about. Get your take on that one. See if we can get an Olympic update as well as a women's soccer team is going for the gold against Brazil. As far as I see right now, women's soccer team is up 1-0 over Brazil. USA! USA! All right, I'm going to keep an eye on this while we go to break. We'll come back and take some more of your calls here at Over the Back Fence at WFHR.
Willie Adames comes through again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Reds last night, 8-3 in Milwaukee, thanks to shortstop Willie Adames coming up with a three-run homer in the bottom of the first inning. Adames has hit a home run in the last four games and was asked about his goal to play in every game this season for the Brewers.
I mean, I work hard during the offseason. I prepare myself to try to play every day.
NFL, the Packers play the Browns in Cleveland this afternoon. Seventh-round pick Michael Pratt, quarterback out of Tulane, will get plenty of snaps in the game and says he will dedicate his performance to his older brother David, who passed away last summer.
My big brother David, he was definitely the biggest fan, and I know he'll be watching. So, you know, just having the family there and, you know, getting to celebrate his life and celebrate, you know, what he loved to watch, which was my sister and I playing sports. So definitely means a lot to me. Definitely excited to have that opportunity and, you know, that he's watching.
That's Packers rookie quarterback Michael Pratt with Sports on Mike Clemens.
CBS News Brief. The Democratic Harris Walz team and Republican Donald Trump are ramping up their appeals to voters in the West. CBS's Natalie Brand with details on their rallies.
With an eye on appealing to moderate Republicans and independents, the Harris campaign is stepping up its ground game in Arizona. Arizona narrowly went for President Biden in 2020, helped in part by support from Latino voters.
Some 6 million people are still at risk of flooding thanks to Debbie, and Mark Chouinard at the National Weather Service says swimmers should be careful at beaches as well.
And there's still some high seas, some high waves, and a rip current threat. So the rip current threat is going to continue across portions of the northeast coast through the day today.
Israel has killed some 90 people at a school in Gaza. The BBC's Jenny Hill with more.
They believed around 20 Hamas and Islamic Jihad militants were operating out of the compound and using it as a base.
CBS News Brief. I'm Allison Keyes.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions, get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at helpnokidhungry.org.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny, highs near 70 and a little bit on the breezy side. For tonight, mostly clear, lows around 49. Sunshine and 76 for Sunday. Monday, mostly sunny, a high around 78. For Tuesday, mostly sunny and highs near 80.
It's 67 right now.
Good morning, everyone. Over the back fence on your radio dial here at WFHR.
We hear you're leaving, that's okay.
James here with you, pitch hitting for Seth on this Saturday edition of Over the Back Fence. Hope you're having a good one out there. Got a little more news and notes to get to, then we'll talk about our schedule and got some good stories of the day lined up for you. See what we have time for. Keeping an eye on that USA game, USA and Brazil, I'll tell you that right now. 1-0 USA women's team up over Brazil right now. Brazilian legend Marta has entered as a substitute. It's her last major appearance, and this is one of the greats over there. So I don't count them out at all. Got a great team, our women's team, but Brazil's pretty darn good too. This is going to go right down to the wire, I think. Be keeping an eye on that. Next Saturday, got an awesome one lined up for you. Brat Fry and Rummage Sale going on 9-2 at the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church. Yeah, right across 3rd Avenue, right by the Centralia Center. Can't miss it. You're going to have brats, hot dogs, hamburgers, nachos, baked goods, water and soda, plenty more. Enjoy food and fellowship. That's a wonderful event taking place with our friends over at the Moravian Church. Say a good morning to Seth and the fam. Believe they're out having a good one, out camping and everything. Enjoy. That's going to be a fun time, too. Again, 9-2, Brat Fry and Rummage Sale, taking place at the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church. Come on down for some great food, some great fellowship. It's going to be a good time. Coming up also next Saturday, the 16th Annual Family Fun Fest Car Show at Dexter Park, 9-3. Vendor, crafter fair, farmer's market, food, fun for the kids, car, truck, tractor, and motorcycle show, $10 show car entry. The mobile dyno and dyno shootout going to be going on. We're going to have dash plaques for the first 100 entries. Got some trophies down there. And all the proceeds are benefiting Jeremiah's Crossing, where no one pays for lessons. We happen to be really good friends with our good people over there at Jeremiah's Crossing. They're going to be joining us this week on Midday Magazine. They're going to be our second guest. Part one, we'll have Family Natural Foods. We'll get more into our schedule in a little bit, but Jeremiah's Crossing is going to be joining us this week to talk about the 16th Annual Family Fun Fest Car Show going on next Saturday, 9-3. Over at Dexter Park. And next Sunday, Holy Rosary Parish Picnic taking place with a mass with polka at 10 a.m. Tom and Carol roll out the barrel. Noon to 4, bring your lawn chairs to enjoy that afternoon, that great music from Tom and Carol from noon to 4. We're going to have a raffle drawing at 4, lots of cash prizes. Bingo 11:30 to 3:30. Food, refreshments, crafts, games for all ages, all afternoon. Free blood pressure screening as well by the Rudolph Volunteer Fire Department. Big thank you to them for that. Holy Rosary Parish Picnic next Sunday, August 18th. That'll be going on at 6190 Chapel Road right here in Rapids. Our good friends over at the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center doing some of the most important work in this community. Got their Wisconsin Rapids Family Center Drive Against Violence Golf Scramble going on next Monday, August 19th at the Bullseye Golf Club. Lunch will be at 11, shotgun start at noon. This is an important one, and I'll tell you, I'm on the board of the Family Center, part of the fund development team, actually. And we have always appreciated and relied on this community and the help that we get from this community. And that work is put right back into the community as, again, the Family Center does some important work in this community. You wouldn't know if they were not there. And those, as harsh as it is to say, those kind of thoughts have to be in our heads, and we have to think about that stuff, because there's been some major cuts to domestic violence shelters around the country. It's never been more vital to get these events going, to get them well attended. If you're a business, we encourage you, whether it's Drive Against Violence or it's other events that we have coming up in the future. Not only does the Family Center put that money and all the funds that they get and all the donations they get right back into the Family Center, helping out families in some of their worst days. But if that doesn't reach you, let me reach you on the level of, this is a black and white issue. There are a lot of gray areas in life, man. A lot of gray areas. We talk about them. We know about them all the time. This is not one of them. This is a black and white issue. You want to be on the right side of history with this? You want to help us move forward as a country, as a society, as a community? Encourage you to help out. You can do that, and you can make your business and your community know that you're on the right side of history with this issue by supporting the Family Center. Greatly encourage you to find out more. Reach out to us at familyctr.org, familyctr.org. Make plans for the Drive Against Violence Golf Scramble happening at beautiful Bullseye Golf Club. I'm going to meet you there. It's going to be fun. And Rooted in Red has a great event coming up with our ODC. Run, walk, and rock and roll. ODC at Rooted in Red. Saturday, August 24th, kicks off at 3. Free, open to the public. No need to register to participate. Purchase an event t-shirt. You can do that. Enjoy several paths around Rooted in Red's beautiful marshes. Wagon rides will also be available. All-inclusive family event. Two of our favorite bands going to be performing, too. From 4 to 6, join the Antoinettes. Some of the more beautiful harmonies you're going to hear. And some of the better sounds you're going to hear coming out of Southbound from 6 to 9. Ooh, two great bands back to back. Food trucks, raffle baskets, wine and liquor pull, 50-50 raffle, large raffle prizes. Find the event. Let them know that you're coming. On Facebook, just type in your search bar, Run, Walk, Rock, and Roll. And meet them there at Rooted in Red at 1060 Center Street in Wisconsin Rapids. The Run, Walk, Rock, and Roll ODC at Rooted in Red, Saturday, August 24th. Kick it off at 3. That's going to be a good one. We got some good stuff lined up for you. Not only our schedule, but some good stories of the day. All that coming up as we get ready to wrap up Over the Back Fence here at WFHR.
It's that time of year again. The fall sports season is about to kick off, and you'll want the best seat in the house so you can get in on all the action. But when it's time to go, you know, to use the facility, you want the best seat there too. That's why you should call Crockett Septic. Crockett Septic can provide porta-potty rentals for a competitive price and provide reliable service to ensure your porta-potty seat will always be a good one too. Wait a second, what if you stay home to watch the game? You better make sure your throne is ready to go, especially if you have friends coming over. Many area counties right now are sending out reminder cards that it's time to get your septic pumped, so call Crockett Septic and they'll take care of that right away, so you'll have the best seat in the house.
Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whip. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie. Yeehaw!
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm sitting in the theater, Conrad. I'm alone. A couple walks in. Where do you think they sat?
Right in front of you.
Right in front of me. You moron. How can you... Spatial awareness. My goodness. Next day, I go to this bathroom. There's like 7 urinals. I'm all the way down on the end. Where do you think this person came in? Not right next to me, but enough where it was weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny, highs near 70 and a little bit on the breezy side. For tonight, mostly clear, lows around 49. Sunshine and 76 for Sunday. Monday, mostly sunny, a high around 78. For Tuesday, mostly sunny and highs near 80.
It's 67 right now.
Welcome back, everybody. Over the back fence. Hope you're having a good one out there. We got about 8-9 minutes left to show. We'd like to fill it with your phone calls. Give us a call, 715-424-2600. Bring us your items you're looking for, items you want to sell. We'd love to hear from you. Still got time. Call up. Out of the corner of my eye, I happen to see that we are getting into the final minutes of the USA gold match between US and Brazil. As we are in the final days of the Olympics, what have you thought of the Olympics? What are your takes? How have you enjoyed it? Love to hear from you. Let us know. 715-424-2600. Want to remind everybody going on right now, over at Rudolph Park, is their Cruise In Car Show, Tractor Show. Go check it out. Bring your vehicle of interest. No admission fees. Got food and beverages on the grounds. Stuff for the kids. Petting zoo and touch a truck going on till 2 o'clock. Live auction, kicking off at 1, pedal pull at 2, tractor parade at 3, rafter and drawing after the parade. Got dino, tractor and cars and music down there. And all of these proceeds that they are able to raise are going to go to Mid-State Scholarships and other local community things. Shout out to Brandon and the gang down there. Hope you're having a good time. Join them for the Cruise In Car Show, Tractor Show, going on till 6 today over at Rudolph Park, right off State Highway 1334. Home of the Dick Trickle Memorial. And keep in mind, tomorrow, St. Luke's Lutheran is celebrating their 75 years. Join them for Festival Sunday. 9:30, reception and fellowship. They'll have some coffee and juice down there. 10:30 will be outdoor worship service. And at 12:15, a picnic meal, including a variety of salad and desserts, along with brats and burgers and hot dogs. All kinds of great stuff. Afternoon fun with bounce houses, a playground, face painting. Old time music by Magic Music. It'll be a really good time. Enjoy. Help them celebrate 75 years. And this is it. I don't like doing this. I've been putting it off, actually, to be honest with you. One more game of our rafter season. The 2024 Wisconsin Rapids rafter season wraps up tonight, 6:20, against the Green Bay Rockers. Final game of the season. Rafters have given us a lot of fun moments all summer long. Let's send them out with a bang. Not only fill Witterfield, make sure Green Bay knows what home field advantage is, but enjoy. Have fun out there today, everybody. You're going to have fireworks. Kids are going to run the bases. You know, random prize drawings as well. Enjoy our rafters. Let them know how much we appreciate them. Big thank you to these host families, to these players, the coaching staff, all the rafter organization. I want to say a big thank you to Andy, too. Andy Jock, not only doing a great job broadcasting the rafters every game this season right here at WFHR. He joined us yesterday on Playmakers. And look a little behind the scenes. It was a last second kind of thing. We didn't really have a lot of time to put it together. Andy having a game, you know, not even an hour later, joining us. I really appreciate him doing that. It was great to have him on the air. Looking forward to covering more Rafter baseball, not only tonight, but next season as well. 2025, get here faster than we know it. You're going to have fun with that. Find out more at northwoodsleague.com. And enjoy Winterfield tonight, everybody. Enjoy the Rafters. Again, 6:20 start time right here at WFHR. If you can't make it to the ballpark, every hit, every pitch, every win of Rafter baseball, right where it belongs here at WFHR. And I look at the sports schedule for next week, and it's a little sad to me as a sports fan, but at the same time, I'm a little happy for Pam. It's a little bit easier on her. I will tell you that Monday and Friday, we'll have Playmakers here from 5 to 6 taking your phone calls, your sports thoughts and feelings. No Playmakers on Wednesday because we will be here live, but we'll be here hanging out with you during our parking lot party. And looking off into the future, high school football will be starting up on the 22nd on WIRI, hoping to do River Falls at Lincoln High School. Oh, it's that time of year, football. It's exciting. Take a quick look at our midday magazine schedule. Be sure to join us Monday through Friday from 4 to 5 as we interview some of your favorite local people. Some of our favorite people to kick off Monday. Family Natural Foods will be in with us in part 1 at 4 o'clock. And at 10:30, we'll talk with Paula Weber from Jeremiah's Crossing. Got a big event coming up this weekend, next weekend, and we'll talk with him about that. Let's talk with you right now. Good morning, you're on the show.
Good morning,
Joe. I'm looking for a 5 to 6 foot brush hog. I don't know if I got through to you before or not. I couldn't really understand. I tried cold. I want something in good shape. I don't want any junk. And the number is 715-741-0115.
741-0115.
Yes, correct.
Thank you. You have a good weekend. If you can help them out with that item, give them a call, 715-741-0115, 741-0115. So Monday on Midday Magazine, 4 to 5, Family Natural Foods in Part 1, Paula Weber from Jeremiah's Crossing in Part 2. Tuesday, Stephanie Hartman from the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center will be joining us. Looking forward to that. We'll also hear from the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber. Stephanie's going to join us on our morning show, I should say. On Midday Magazine, we'll talk to the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce in Part 1. And at 4:30, let's talk real estate with Cole Banker, C. Realtors, and David Farnborough. No show on Wednesday as we will have our parking lot party. Good morning, you're on the show. Oh, feel free to call back if you could do it within a minute, because we are wrapping up here. We got less than 2 minutes left. Big thank you to everybody that joined us on the show today. This has been a lot of fun. I appreciate you all. Stick around. Not only do we got great stuff on the radio dial for you all weekend long, good things Sunday night from 5 to 6, join us for Director's Cut. We have on some of CWAC's members and director from their most upcoming production of The Merry Wives of Windsor. Get your tickets for that at CWAC.org. Seth Faces with Music from 6 to 8. Ooh, Seth's got a good one lined up for you today, everybody. Be sure to check that out tomorrow. Be sure to check that out tomorrow and every Sunday, 6 to 8. An unlabeled 8 to 9. We're going over soundtracks. And just between us, okay, I've got episode 2 almost all done. So we're excited about that. That'll be premiering next Sunday. This Sunday, check us out for soundtracks. Unlabeled, your 90s soundtrack. You want to hear something from the 90s? Go ahead and hit me up, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. And spread the word about our parking lot party, everybody. This Wednesday, noon to 6, we're going to be having a good time around here. Got plenty of things for the kids. We're going to have food down here with Taco Truck Social. going to give the kids an opportunity to record themselves and have some fun with that. We'll have Edge VR down here as well. Oh, it's going to be a blast. Make sure to keep in mind that you'll have a parking space around. We won't have parking available in our parking lot because that's where the party's taking place. Have a good weekend, everybody. Be good to each other. We'll talk to you sooner than later right here at...